Russia's President Vladimir Putin is now appealing for action in the face of what he calls new serious challenges in Ukraine. He convened a new leadership committee today and pushed for faster production of weapons and supplies. Earlier, Britain's defense ministry reported that Russia's forces are running low on artillery ammunition. Progressive Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives have withdrawn a letter that urged Russia, or rather urged direct talks with Russia on Ukraine. The letter to President Biden warned that, quote, the alternative to diplomacy is protracted war. Other Democrats complained that that stance could undercut U.S. military support for Ukraine. The White House said only Ukraine's president can decide on diplomacy.
They're doing this to strengthen their hand, not just on the battlefield, but if they choose, Ukraine chooses to negotiate. But again, that is up to President Zelensky, and he will make that decision for his country.
All of this comes after House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy warned that Ukraine won't get a blank check if Republicans win back control of the House. A Russian court today rejected an appeal by Brittany Griner of her sentence for drug possession. The U.S. basketball star appeared via video link from a penal colony outside Moscow. She was sentenced in August to 9 years in prison. Later, President Biden said that the U.S. is in constant contact with Russian officials trying to get Griner out. In the Middle East, Israeli forces battle Palestinian gunmen overnight in the occupied West Bank, killing at least 5 Palestinians. It happened in Nablus, where Israelis targeted an armed group that is blamed for killing a soldier. Flames and smoke rose into the night sky in one of the fiercest clashes this year. Later, crowds of Palestinians turned out for the funeral of one of the dead. Rishi Sunak was formally installed as Britain's new prime minister today. The Conservative Party leader met with King Charles, who officially asked him to form a government. Afterward, at his official residence, Sunak pledged to earn the public's trust following weeks of political chaos.
I will work day in and day out to deliver for you. This government will have integrity, professionalism, and accountability at every level.
Sunak is the UK's third prime minister this year and its first leader of color. Italy's first female premier, Giorgia Meloni, has addressed parliament for the first time defending her far-right politics. She pledged today to tackle economic difficulties, and she rejected claims that she would undo abortion rights laws.
The policy of a center-right government will never restrict existing freedoms. We will see, also on civil rights and abortion, who was lying and who was telling the truth during the electoral campaign about what our real intentions were.
Meloni also vowed to continue supporting Ukraine against Russia. A judge in Hong Kong convicted pro-democracy publisher Jimmy Lai of fraud today. He was already serving a 20-month sentence for promoting unauthorized protests. It's part of mainland China's ongoing crackdown on democracy activists. Back in this country, Adidas became the latest company to cut ties with the rap star Ye, formerly Kanye West, over his anti-Semitic remarks. The German firm said that his statements were, quote, unacceptable, hateful, and dangerous. Adidas had faced pressure from customers, employees, and stockholders to take action. On Wall Street, strong corporate earnings fueled another rally. General Motors, for one, reported third-quarter profits rose nearly 37% from a year earlier. Major stock indexes gained 1 to 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 337 points to close at 31,836. The Nasdaq rose 246 points. The S&P 500 added 61. And former U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has died after suffering a heart attack in Boston. He served in the Obama administration and opened military combat jobs to women while ending a ban on transgender people in the military. Ash Carter was 68 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, the role that mail-in voting could play in the upcoming midterms. A woman who escaped her captor's home highlights the often ignored plight of missing black women. A new movie tells the true story of a man who delivered beer to his friends in the middle of the Vietnam War, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.